Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Congress has now approved a compromise to reduce the deficit and avert a default that would have devastated our economy. It was a long and contentious debate, and I want to thank the American people for keeping up the pressure on their elected officials to put politics aside and work together for the good of the country. This compromise guarantees more than $2 trillion in deficit reduction. It's an important first step to ensuring that as a nation we live within our means. Yet it also allows us to keep making key investments in things like education and research that lead to new jobs and assures that we're not cutting too abruptly while the economy is still fragile.
That's President Obama announcing that the debt deal has passed both houses of Congress, and then he signed the bill, and voila, it's over. That's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show with what was and is. We start off listening to Jenna Lee talking to correspondent Ed Henry on Fox, who says that even though the debt deal was passed, there will be not much celebration in Washington.
What are you waiting in Washington for?
Well, I think a lot of relief here at the White House, obviously, Jenna. They just 48, 72 hours ago weren't sure whether this was all going to turn out, but they're not going to be popping any champagne. This is not a victory celebration. I think you saw very restrained speeches in the Senate because they realized we came to the edge of a default, number one. Number two is a pretty messy process. I'm not sure either party came out looking pretty good here. And also, if you think about it, this president's position in this whole debate is a evolved. I mean, he started out a few months ago saying that he didn't want spending cuts tied to this debt ceiling increase at all. He obviously had to give on that. Also had to give on the tax issue. You'll remember in the primetime address last Monday night, he framed this as he wanted a balanced approach, which meant spending cuts, which the Republicans very much wanted, but also maybe some taxes on the table. Those have been taken off in the first stage, which has really frustrated liberals, why you saw a lot of anger in the House yesterday, even as it passed. But I think what the president is going to try to do is a number of things. Now, number one, try to tell his base, look, in round two, when this super panel, super committee on the Hill meets, he believes taxes will be on the table. And secondly, I think President here is going to try to pivot to the economy, jobs. You heard Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid pointing out that he believes there's also a jobs deficit in this country right now. And the president, the Congress, both parties are going to have to do more on that. This deal shows us, if nothing else, there's no money to stimulate the economy anymore. The president had his bite of that apple early on. Republicans felt it was far too much money and hasn't worked out. The president would certainly disagree with that, but the fact of the matter is unemployment is still stubbornly high, over 9%, and you do have this jobs deficit, and yet no real federal money to put a dent in it right now, Jen.
And not only about the money, Ed, but also just political appetite, even from both sides on that, might be a question that we could talk about in the coming weeks ahead. Ed, this is a big question, but what is next as far as what's next for the administration and what's next for Congress? What should we expect in the weeks ahead?
When you talk to top aides here, what they think is next is to get back to the jobs in the economy. As I mentioned, there's some pending trade deals and other things up on Capitol Hill. They hope after the August recess they're going to take some of those up. The president is pushing to extend a payroll tax cut that's going to be expiring. So they want to do little things on the margins, but none of those things would be expected to provide some big jolt to the economy in the fall. Obviously, that has a great substantive impact on our viewers, but also there's a political impact for this president as well as lawmakers in both parties are going to be up for re-election next year. If unemployment is still well over 9%, this president likely to pay a price for that. But also, as I mentioned a moment ago, I mean, Republicans didn't come out too great in this debate either. They certainly seem to get the upper hand on the spending cuts, and the Tea Party is certainly happy with that. But on the other hand, as this thing dragged on, you could see potentially a lot of independent voters in this country who helped decide elections saying this was such a messy process that everybody in Washington, they're pretty fed up with right now, Jenna.
Is the feeling in the air a sense of relief? Is the feeling just exhaustion?
Yeah.
What should we take away from this as the voters that put these folks, all of them, in office?
Well, I think it's a combination. Exhaustion, for sure. I mean, there was a top White House aide who was noting a couple of days ago that on Saturday night, as he came back to the White House to do some more work, as it still looked like this was touch and go, this person noticed the motorcade of Vice President Biden returning to the White House after going to his residence for a while. He came back here to the White House at 10:30 on Saturday night. So right on up to the Vice President and President, they've been working around the clock along with the rest of us. But same for the Republican lawmakers on the Hill. I think relief is the big word.
Up next, we hear from a couple of members of Congress who voted no on the debt deal here on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here, focusing on the dead deal. Aren't you tired of listening to this? My God, let's move on. We have maybe one more shot at this. Here's host Terry Miners with Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky about why he voted no on the deal.
A lot of the members of Congress, of course, we're talking about holding back on their votes on this debt ceiling closeout here, and you were not one of those people.
Well, I did kind of actually hold my vote till toward the end. I was it was clear that there were going to be enough votes to pass. I voted no.
I thought you said you were going early. I'm sorry about that. I misunderstood.
No.
But
no, I did, because I wouldn't have let the vote fail if it had come down to one or two votes. I would have voted for it. But you know, this was a plan that was negotiated in secret by at most three or four people. We got the bill yesterday at noon, and we're supposed to vote on it at 6 o'clock. And my kind of first glance analysis of it was that it really wasn't going to be that significant. It wasn't going to provide long term reductions of any consequence in the budget, and I just thought that it was because of the policy, which I thought was bad, and the procedure, which I thought was terrible, the process, that I would vote against it. But I wouldn't have cast a vote that would have made the country default, because clearly that would have been disastrous.
Well, how does that work then? If you're waiting, do you wait for instructions from leadership, or?
No, our leadership actually did not pressure us one way or another on this vote. And to be perfectly honest, there was not one person, I don't think, on our side of the aisle, and I can't say the same for the other side, but I would think most people in both parties really didn't like the vote either way. They didn't want to, they weren't happy with the plan, and they weren't happy with the process either. So Jeff Davis and I voted the same way. Jeff Davis from the 4th Congressional District, much more conservative than I am. And when he and I vote the same way, you know that there are a lot of reasons to be critical of what we did. The one thing we did was put off any default of the national debt, which is certainly something that we all wanted to do. And I had voted twice before for different ways of doing that that I thought were certainly preferable to what we ended up doing.
Radio host Bob Rose with Congressman Cliff Stearns of Floridian, and they also are talking about why he voted no.
You voted no on this raising the debt ceiling. Why?
Bob, as it turns out, that the $2.1 trillion they say that they'll cut in spending is far short of the $4 trillion that's needed to prevent a downgrade in our credit rating. I think that's been pretty much established. So, you know, 2.1's not enough, in my opinion. I think also, in many ways, Americans should realize the first 1 or 2 years, it cuts almost no spending at all. In fact, the spending in the first year is only $6 billion. Now, this is on almost $4 trillion revenue. So it's, I know a lot of people say we can't cut spending because of the weak economy, but you can certainly cut government spending, and that's what we're talking about. So that's the second reason. And then also, the language in this was a lot different than it was in the Boehner vote. This has a balanced budget that will be voted on, and it requires a balanced budget to be voted on, but it doesn't have to pass, and doesn't have to be sent to the states. It's just there'll be an up or down vote. So I don't think that's a good idea. And lastly, I guess the balanced budget language is not really constructive. It's not in terms of a constitutional amount, a balanced budget amendment, but it's sort of set up just as a balanced budget amendment, which means you could borrow money to balance. So those are some of the reasons. And then, you know, as a minor point, I voted for the Ryan budget, which had discretionary spending, and the discretionary spending was less than that's in this this thing we voted for last night. In fact, I think it's $24 billion higher in discretionary spending in this vote last night than in the Ryan budget. So there's just a few of the things, although I think it's, you know, I'm glad all of us probably feel it's good that we got it behind us. But again, you're increasing the debt by over $2 trillion.
But Congressman, I mean, you know, folks like you who voted no on this when we're at the edge of utter financial collapse in this nation and all the other calamities we've been warned about, by you doing that, we might have to lump you in with a group that the left was referring to as terrorists? What is that all about?
Well, you know, as I told you, Bob, that we have almost $200 billion coming into the Treasury every month. We could pay not only our bondholders, but also Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, all the military, all the veterans, including unemployment, including food stamps. We could still pay all that. So for people to say this is at the brink is not correct. All the president had to do is direct his Secretary of Treasury to set priorities, and those priorities would determine what would be paid first. And, you know, we could shut down the Department of Energy. We could shut down the EPA and some other government agencies up here, but still pay all the important things.
Don't you find it ironic that the president himself, who when he was a senator voted against raising the debt ceiling, said that that showed a lack of leadership from the White House?
Well, I mean, you know, and politicians, they say make your words sweet so someday you don't have to, when you have to swallow them, they'll taste okay. So the president obviously is practicing a different kind of leadership now that he's asking us to vote for this debt ceiling.
Up next, we hear the other side from a couple of senators who voted yes. So we go from the no's to the yeses. Up next on the countdown.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're talking about what's in talk radio and talk television focus. Here's host Mark Reardon with Senator Mark Kirk of Illinois, and they are talking about why he voted yes on the deal.
Good feeling, bad feeling, mixed feeling, Senator Kirk?
It's a mixed feeling. I voted for the legislation because I didn't want a financial panic. And we did manage to turn the Obama administration around from thinking up new ideas and new ways to spend money to a plan to reduce expected federal spending by $3 trillion. But it's only a down payment.
Yeah, that's the way I guess I've heard it described, is just a down payment. Now, realistically, this is something that the discussion on this can't wait until after the election next year. There has to be something done next year, right?
That's right. I think that, number one, the $3 trillion in reductions haven't happened yet. This agreement that just passed the Congress overwhelmingly caps regular federal spending, saving about $1 trillion over 10 years, but that's just one-third of our budget. It then lays out a process for a joint committee of Congress to consider a reform of automatic spending programs, the so-called entitlement programs, for legislation that would come to a vote in December. The reason why I voted for this bill is, if Congress deadlocks, as it so often does, then automatic spending reductions, a second round of automatic spending reductions, happen anyway to reach towards that $3 trillion target. But even if we accomplished all that, we are still borrowing too much, and we need to go further.
Here's what I get frustrated with, Senator Kirk, and maybe you would share this frustration. The body that you're in and have been in now for 7 or 8 months hasn't passed a budget in 2 years. The budget that came from the House actually does roll back those tax subsidies, but there's nothing coming from the Senate. So how do you actually get to real spending reduction and tax reform when you have inactivity in your chamber?
Well, fight as hard as you can in this Congress, which so far the American people have only given fiscal conservatives control of one-third of the government. So they control the House and that's it. The long-term solution is to elect more fiscal conservatives to office in the Congress and especially the White House. But until that happens, you've just got to fight like crazy. This was a messy 40-day debate to turn around 40 years of overspending and overborrowing. And the battle, in my view, has just begun.
Doc Thompson talking to Congresswoman Jean Schmidt about her reasons for voting for the compromise.
I wasn't the happiest with your vote, I got to be honest. I'm not sure we got enough done there.
Well, you know, it would have been nice to have gotten more done, but at the end of the day, we had to do something. Whether we had to pass the debt ceiling today or next week, it had to be done. And you have to look at what Boehner got out of the deal for the American citizens. And quite frankly, this president wanted taxes. First, he wanted a clean bill with nothing. Then he wanted to raise taxes on job creators. Well, that didn't happen. He didn't want to have spending controls, but we put spending controls in place. And, frankly, we have less discretionary spending for the year 2011 and the year 2012, the first time in 50 years discretionary spending has been cut. You know, you can't have a solution without a plan. Boehner was the only one that brought a plan to the table. And, you know, while some people might think we did it quickly, it really, we've been developing this for a long, long time. And the final thing is that the balanced budget amendment hasn't been abandoned. And if you want to help America move forward so we don't fall into this trap again, I would ask you to help me in urging my colleagues on both sides of the aisle to vote for that balanced budget amendment so that we can get it to the states for ratification. Because 49 out of 50 states can't spend money they don't have. Every American, when they go to write their checks every month or every bi-monthly at their kitchen table, they balance that checkbook to know how much money's in there. We don't do that in the federal government. We write checks with money we don't have, and we don't even know how much we've overdrafted the account, and then we end up having to raise the debt ceiling. We can stop this by having a balanced budget amendment. And at the end of the day, that wasn't abandoned in this bill.
Up next, the debt deal has passed, so how does it affect you? The most important question we'll answer and deal with it next on the Talk Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011 and applies to select new and pre-lease items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
It's the freshest, healthiest version of your skin. Come to Clinique at Macy's and see how three simple steps help your skin look and feel great. Cleanse to purify. Exfoliate so fresh skin surfaces. Moisturize to a healthy glow. It's Clinique's famous three-step skincare system. Right now, buy any step and receive free 10-day supplies to complete your customized three-step system. Say yes to great skin. Now at Clinique at Macy's. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hour is half over, so we are into the interest of where you're coming from on this and where you're going to, perhaps. The debt deal passing the House. Host Doug McKelvin and Megan Lynch talking to analyst Dr. Benjamin Ark about how this deal will affect you.
We have, averted a crisis in a roundabout way, but now what happens when you bring it close to home? What's going to happen to people like you or me or Megan in the months to come?
Well, when you get it closer to home, what's going to happen? First of all, we've averted the possibility of our interest rates on our credit cards and our mortgages going up. And so that's going to be a temporary fix. But when you look beyond that, what you're looking at here is such programs as Head Starts, school readiness programs are likely to be part of the cuts. Meal on Wheels, worker training initiatives are going to be hard hit. We're going to see the impact on funding for transit agencies. Education grants that serve disabled children will possibly be impacted by this. And also possible changes in the federal state formula known as FMAP, which is used to fund Medicaid programs. They're going to put more on states. And absolutely, I think Missouri is going to be impacted by that.
Well, and if you look at what's in this, I think for a lot of people, we still won't know maybe what some of the recommendations are until much later this year.
It is. There's so much unknown about this, especially when you think about this bipartisan super-duper committee that is supposed to identify additional $1.5 trillion in cuts by November. That is November of this year. And if they don't come up with a way to address this, there's that trigger that would implement across-the-board cuts that would specifically impact two major areas, Medicare and defense. And so they're unknown about this. I mean, in both areas, in the sense of the defense industry, St. Louis is very intricately linked to that, and that may have some adverse impact. I hope it doesn't. But at the same time, we're also looking at Medicare in terms of what does that mean. They're telling us that it's going to be cuts for providers. But if you're cutting providers, you're also going to impact those that are using that service.
Now, two of the services that were being looked at very closely, and originally there was talk about cutting them, appear not to be affected. That would be Social Security and Medicaid. They're safe for now.
They are absolutely safe. They were taken off the chopping blocks. And I think that is in part because of the negotiation of the Democrats. That's one of the few things the Democrats were able to get out of this deal. But I think that they, obviously, for their constituency is very important. And I think it was a good move.
Talk host to Pat Snyder with a caller who has concerns about the way the debt deal was rammed through.
Let's head to the phones. Oliver.
Good morning, Pat. I'll tell you,
Yesterday was one of the most interesting days as we take a look at what happened in D.C. that I have ever seen. I want to start with something positive. I think it was so wonderful that Representative Giffords was there on the House floor and was given the accolades for the recovery, a remarkable one that she's going through. Sorry she had to come in on such a rough day because, Pat, when we take a look at all the numbers, alleged numbers, possible numbers, I don't know, did you have a chance to look at the bill itself, Pat?
Oh, no, no.
This bill never went through committee review. It was described as being hastily written. I read what was posted. Even at the very end of at least one revision of the bill, they started dealing with Pell Grants, and as I read it, curtailing Pell Grants for graduate and professional degrees. Can you imagine, Pat, even though it's only 74 pages, that something of this magnitude would not go through the regular scrutiny process? And if you have a chance to read the bill, basically they said, we'll have no amendments, we'll have no of this, none of that. It was just rammed through.
And it was all for the sake of raising the debt ceiling, and the other stuff is secondary.
Right. But the fact is that even in a 74-page bill, they start tacking other things onto it. And when we look at the numbers, we're raising the debt ceiling now with the promise of these reductions over a period of time far beyond the point in which we've raised the debt. Remember Wimpy with Popeye?
Yes.
Gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today? I believe that's what we did here. And as one report said, if our credit rating is reduced, even down to double A, which is only a one-level reduction, you know what country we'd be on the same level with?
France?
Slovenia.
Hmm.
Slovenia. So I don't know that we solved anything today except we kicked the whole recycling bin of cans down the road. And when we look at what's reported on how the freshman representatives voted, 2-1 roughly, in favor of this, the concerns and the specter of worldwide market failure, read an article on Reuters. I think that's a reputable source. Wouldn't you say so, Pat?
Reuters, I mean, yeah, both sides seem to gravitate toward it.
They were preparing Worldwide Sunday for a crisis, a world banking crisis. And I think what happened here is instead of trying to solve the problem in a more comprehensive way, we got it so far kicked down the road that 2012 election is not even going to really decide it. And as one source pointed out, some of the cuts won't even kick in until 2014.
Up next, we shift to the Tea Party and their role in the debt deal. It's changing the way America works, this Tea Party. And that's up next on the Talk Countdown.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Save big during the PetSmart Power Sale. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all varieties of Beneful dog food in 31.1-pound bags. And save up to $10 on select dog and cat flea and tick treatments. Plus, get 35.5-ounce cans of Frisky's cat food for only $15, excluding indoor selects. Don't miss our biggest sale of the year, going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends August 21st.
I can test drive a car before I buy it. I can try out the gym before I join.
So why not try out the savings at Sam's Club free? It's the Sam's Club open house event, August 5th through the 7th, where you can shop for back to class and save more on laptops, supplies, and appliances. No membership required.
Test drive the savings for yourself.
At the Sam's Club open house event, August 5th through the 7th. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer.
Or,
my flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class.
Or our favorite,
I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist.
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now it's Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice.
Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air, the debt deal and the role of the Tea Party. Now, from MSNBC, Chris Matthews talking to David Korn and Ron Reagan about the involvement of the Tea Party and what they're likely to be up to next.
How does your gut feel after you saw the Senate vote down with a three-quarters vote today, after this whole thing is over with my buddy who I've come to respect so much, David Korn? Your gut, what does it say about this deal?
My gut wasn't happy, not because of all the particulars, but because I feel like President Obama got pushed onto Republican territory and was fighting a deficit fight on Republican terms regarding the economic narrative of our country, that the issue is deficits and we have to cut spending and that's what's wrong with the economy. I think ultimately the deal may not be as bad as a lot of Democrats and progressives fear it will be, and there's some things that I think the White House won tactically, but I still feel like there's an overarching narrative that is not to the benefit of progressives, or more importantly, to the economy overall. That's why you saw the president come out and try to pivot very quickly from this story, and I'm waiting to see if he can be successful in that pivot.
Ron Reagan, your gut reaction to what we've just watched here and covered every night here.
Well, my guts are twisting a little bit, too, here. Let's just say that I disagree with the president's negotiating strategy. I don't understand why he sits there for a month or so saying, look, bottom line is we have to have a balanced approach here. And the public comes over to his point of view. Yes. Even Republicans, a majority of Republicans, thought that revenue and spending cuts should be part of any deal. And yet at the end of the day, do we see any revenue in this bill? No, none at all. I'd score this as a clear win for the Tea Party at this point.
Well, I'll tell you, the Israeli government says never give in to hostage taking. We did.
Ty Jeffries and talker Don Pryor here with Chris Matthews' comments. The Tea Party and terrorists are compared. Interesting. Here we go.
Chris Matthews is basically calling all Tea Partiers out there the insurgency, the terrorist, for hostage taking. Let's listen in to Chris Matthews and his comments about the Tea Party.
Republican leadership going along with the Tea Party is able to hostage take, to use the term we're both using here. They're able to use the hostage of the government crashing, the economy crashing, to get their war. How can the American people figure that next time around we're not going to be stuck again with Bush's tax policies? We elected President Obama, the American people, but we're stuck with Bush's economic policies because they keep hostage taking to keep Bush in power. President Bush is still dictating tax policy in this country because of the Tea Party.
There you go. That's Chris Matthews on MSNBC.
There's 60 seconds. I'll never get back.
Basically saying that the Republican leadership, John Boehner, the others, are using the Tea Party folks as their strongman.
Chris Matthews.
As their insurgency to take over the government.
You know what? He is so impartial. The guy has no perspective. He needs to be booted off of television. You know, he speaks for himself, how he feels. He needs to be more impartial. The guy is just, he's an absolute joke. And I think he's spinning off.
Paul, good morning.
Good morning. You know, what the Democratic Party is doing on demonizing the Tea Party, and I think Biden was accused of doing that too. But we hear this these kind of slanders all the time from the Democrats when things don't go their way. And it reminds me of what the Germans and the Nazis did to the Jewish people before they started to round them up. They would accuse them of all kind of things, being terrorists, they're stealing our jobs and everything. I think those people that are doing that, be it in the media or the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, that use that kind of language unjustly, I think they need to lose their jobs, and I think they need to be criminally prosecuted. This is setting up people for horrific things and possibly in the future. It follows the same pattern as Nazi Germany.
Who would you want to prosecute?
I don't know, but it's getting out of hand. You can see if you studied any kind of a German history, we're going down that exact same parallel. All that's got to happen is a financial collapse. And thank you, Republican Party and Democrats, for setting that up. And then a lot of people are going to get hurt, and they're going to look for somebody to blame.
Yeah, Paul, you know,
they're going to try to shift it to the. They've already started it. They've started demonizing the Tea Party. They've already started setting up. If anything goes wrong, if the economy gets bad, it's their fault.
Here's Radio Man Jay Morris, along with Jim McKinney and Sean Patrick, talking about the Tea Party terrorist comment, which many are wrongly attributing to Joe Biden.
Joe Biden didn't say that, did he? You've got to be kidding me.
No, he's not.
I
was going to hold this for tomorrow.
Well, then we're going to.
No. You brought it up.
No.
When you bring it up,
remember,
Jimmy.
No, remember, it's called a tease.
No, when you bring it up, I got to go with it.
No.
I do. Vice President Joe Biden joined House Democrats in lashing Tea Party Republicans today, accusing them of acting like terrorists.
Excuse me. No, whoa. Back up the wagon. He did what?
Vice President Joe Biden joined House Democrats, lashing at Tea Party Republicans Monday, accusing them of acting like terrorists.
I want to be clear.
He's an idiot.
In a fight over raising the nation's death limit.
That's crazy.
That won't be taken. You won't see that. I'm sure you won't see that quote on Fox 100,000 times.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me?
It's like Sean wants to.
Look forward to it being on tonight a few times.
I just love it. You know, Sean and I had the conversation a couple times when Joe puts his foot in his mouth. The vice president puts his foot in his mouth. And, you know, Sean said, oh, it's only Joe. And I know it's
only Joe.
It's only Joe. But
I can guarantee you that you'll probably hear it at least a half a dozen times.
Maybe this is only a partial quote. Maybe there's a much bigger context, but it's Joe Biden. Probably not.
Our lineup tonight, you're going to hear that at least a half a dozen times.
It's not just Joe Biden. It sounds like it was Congressman Doyle here who says, we've negotiated with terrorists,
a strong group of terrorists.
And then Biden responded,
they acted like terrorists.
Now, it's kind of funny because most of the vitriol here seems to be coming from Doyle, but it's Biden who gets the headline. And Biden actually said there is a difference, by the way, and I think maybe some psychologists might agree with me on this. When you're arguing with someone, there's a difference between criticizing the person and criticizing their actions. And it's one thing to say you are a terrorist. It's another to say you are acting like a terrorist. It is another thing. So again, I'm parsing words here, but it's ironic that it's Doyle who says we negotiated with terrorists, not people who acted like. And this small group of terrorists, he directly calls them terrorists twice. Yet Biden, who says they've acted like terrorists again, he gets the headline in this political art. I mean, that's to tell you arguing with the misses. You know, if you say you're doing this or you're doing that, that's not going to get you anywhere because now the person has to defend themselves. You have to say I feel that you're acting this way, or like that way you're not attacking the person, you're attacking the actions, and you're making that distinction. I'm just saying, again, if this article, I mean, I don't know if you consider this slanted or not, but the article should read, Doyle calls them terrorists twice, and then Biden just sort of nods along and says they've acted like terrorists. But Biden is the headline.
Well, of course he is. He's the vice president. There's a difference, a lot of folks can make comments. It'll make news. Vice president says they acted like terrorists.
Actually, even the headline. On this is Biden. Tea partiers like terrorists. What would be more correct is they acted like terrorists. So, again, he's being misquoted right in the headline there.
When the countdown continues, we'll shift gears to focus on the presidential candidates here on the countdown.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
One more circumstance here in the Talk Radio Review is into the 2012 presidential race. From CNN, Jim Acosta talking about Mitt Romney, who seems to be MIA during this discussion of the debt.
It was just hours before the voting began, and Republican presidential frontrunner Mitt Romney finally put out a statement on the agreement to raise the debt ceiling, saying, "I personally cannot support this deal." He was one of the last GOP contenders to do so. The conservative Daily Caller pounced, posting this milk carton on its website, showing Romney's picture under the caption, "Missing Leadership." One of Romney's rivals who backed the debt deal, John Huntsman, all but asked, "Got Mitt?"
So to dodge the debate, or to wait until the debate is over effectively, and to take a side, I don't consider that to be leadership.
The answer for the country is for the president to agree to cut federal spending, to cap federal spending, and to put in place a balanced budget amendment. And that is the answer for the debt limit.
The Romney campaign has said for weeks its position has always been clear that the former governor supported a bill tying an increase to a balanced budget amendment known as cut, cap, and balance.
My view is that we should have a president who agrees to cut, cap, and balance the federal deficit.
I will not vote to increase the debt ceiling.
But contrast that with another GOP contender, Michelle Bachmann, who took a stand in her first TV ad nearly a month ago. Politico quipped, the frontrunner might as well be in the Mitness Protection Program. But flying below the radar just might pay off in the long run. Note the latest Quinnipiac poll in Pennsylvania, a Democratic firewall state, where Romney is beating President Obama.
Washington, D.C. right now is like political quicksand to 2012 presidential candidates. If you get involved, it's going to be hard for you to climb out of it.
But conservatives complain it's another example of malleable Mitt, a candidate who insisted the president made the economy worse in June.
That what this president has done has slowed the economy. He didn't create the recession, but he made it worse and longer.
Only to contradict himself a few weeks later.
I didn't say that things are worse. What I said was that the economy hasn't turned around.
For some Republicans, it could be a reminder of the shifting positions that dogged Romney in the 08 campaign.
We disagree on a lot of issues, but I agree, you are the candidate of change.
In a nod to the GOP base, Romney named conservative hero and failed Supreme Court nominee Robert Bork to a judicial review panel for his campaign, and the GOP contender is ramping up his campaign in the months ahead with a slew of events in New Hampshire and Iowa, where voters will have plenty of chances to pin him down.
Talk host Michael Garfield, thinking about John Huntsman, who recently said the only reason the media is covering Michelle Bachmann is because she's attractive.
John Huntsman, he says this. Huntsman's actually a decent-looking dude, too. He says, the media covers Michelle Bachmann because she's pretty. And as of yesterday, this is all over the place. It was a big, big piece in this New York magazine. And think about this. Since she entered the presidential contest, Michelle Bachmann, R. Minnesota, has leaped up in the polls. She's wowed audiences. She's dominated in nationally televised debate. She's taken a strong stand on the central political issue of the day, which is the debt ceiling. She's drawn a front-runner's press attention. But as John Huntsman puts it, she gets coverage because she's pretty. Because she's a pretty lady. It's a story running in this week's New York. Huntsman suggested that Bachmann, the only woman officially running for president right now, she gets the attention because, in part, she's good-looking. You know, is he trying to pick her up? Is that a pickup line? Quote from Huntsman, she makes for good copy and good photography, unquote. You know, maybe true. But is it indelicate? I mean, listen, she is well coiffed. But so is he, the Huntsman is. He gets plenty more national coverage than Rick Santorum, say, does. Whether or not Bachmann's got what it takes to win the nomination, it's in doubt. She has a very extreme record to contend with, and making the leap from representative to a nominee, it's a hard one for any candidate. Bachmann campaign, get this, they said no comment when asked about this. No comment. Was it out of line for Huntsman to suggest that Bachmann is getting media attention because she's attractive? Was it out of line? I mean, he's like in single digits of the polls right now. And why do you think Bachmann's camp didn't respond? Maybe because he's so low in the polls they don't want to give him the attention? Hey, Tony, it's Michael. Good morning.
Morning. Not only is she easy on the eyes, she's a true conservative. She voted no yesterday on giving Obama and the Democrats a $2.5 trillion credit card. And in my books, man, that's a real woman there.
It's so looks or not, you close your eyes, you don't even need to see what she looks like. The fact is, the way she voted, she is a true conservative. And that's one of the reasons why you would support her. Is that what you're saying, Tony?
You better believe it. And she sticks to her guns, and I like what she's saying. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to go out there and push Michelle for president. We need somebody, man or woman. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. As long as they're a conservative and they're going to stick to their guns, hey, I'm going to try to push them towards being the next president of this country. We need somebody bad to turn this mess around.
I guess it's all in the eyes of the beholder. You can find out more about all these items in the countdown by visiting the Talk Radio Countdown Show section. We're all over it at DougStefan.com.